All right, Dave, ended up in second, maybe in a 75 lap or something, maybe?
You know, I don't know. Tyler was running really good tonight, so, you know, hats off to those guys. It was a good night for them. But, you know, we came yesterday and tried some stuff, and it really, really helped the car a lot. We were much better in hot laps, much better during the day. You know, it's really a balance thing, you know, knowing that we've gained on the car, knowing what the balance the car wants in the heat race and what it wants in the feature. And we kind of guessed at it for both. We missed in the heat and got it good in the feature. So we have a lot of notes that we can take home and build on for next week and then the Classic. So I guess now is the time that we should be peaking, and I feel like we're heading in the right direction.
And you came from really deep in the field, too.
Yeah, I mean, that was really our own doing. We definitely missed it in the heat race. And, you know, to start that back, you know, we can only go forward, and we, you know, guessed at what we thought we would need. And we got it right, and was able to do a lot of passing. Really rolled the outside well tonight. You know, that's the best race car I've had all season here. And now's the time we, you know, like I said, we should be peaking.
A lot of cautions tonight. Anything close to you at all?
No, it was actually a pretty clean race. You know, Bellinger's was a little closer than some of them, but, you know, it wasn't like in a danger zone or anything like that. But, you know, it was a good race overall. The cautions probably helped me a little bit, stack the field up and get everybody close together on restarts and stuff. So, you know, we definitely could use them.
Tonight was a down night for Keith. A lot of work going to be put into that 55 this week?
It's actually not horrible, not as bad. I won the whole crash thing. My car crash was a lot worse than his. Nobody ever wants to crash, especially when you see your teammate crashed. You don't want to bring a second car home crash. So very fortunate to get out tonight with a good car. And, you know, they'll go home and work on his and take some notes off mine.
In the last week before Classic, what actually are you looking forward to get out of next week?
Well, we've been really throwing things at this car over the last 2 weeks, changing springs and things that get the car to do what I was looking for it to do. And we gained on it this week. We actually made some really good progress. So I think we're going to leave it alone now that we feel like we're in the ballpark and really close, and just try to build off this. So we'll just leave it alone and come back and maybe try to refine what we did.
And then in a few more weeks, you've got Classic. Got the fuel problem fixed out yet?
You know, man, fuel always follows me for some reason. But, you know, we definitely have it picking up all the way down to the bottom. And, you know, we understand that fuel could be an issue with everybody, you know, the fuel mileage game. But, you know, we've ordered a new fuel cell. We can carry enough fuel to run the distance. And, you know, it's just going to be getting the balance right. I say balance all the time, but really in these cars, that's all it's about is front to rear balance. Getting the balance right with the side cell and the whole package for Classic. So,
and congratulations on your win last week.
Yeah, to get number four was pretty special up in Sandusky. You know, chasing my dad with five, and it'd be pretty special to get that. And that race always means a lot to me, so I appreciate it.